BBC News with Justine Green. The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says the temporary ceasefire declared on Monday has led to a significant drop in hostilities. He said the priority now was to get a convoy of relief supplies into rebel-held neighbourhoods in Aleppo. A parliamentary report in Britain has severely criticised the British and French intervention that helped to overthrow Colonel Muammar Gaddafi in Libya in 2011. The report says that France overstated the danger to civilians when the Gaddafi government countered a rebellion. Israel's former president Shimon Peres, who's 93, is said by his office to be in a serious but stable condition in hospital near Tel Aviv after suffering a major stroke. He's in an induced coma. A spokesman for the Democratic candidate for the US presidency, Hillary Clinton, has said she'll resume campaigning on Thursday after taking time off to recuperate from pneumonia. Mrs. Clinton almost collapsed after a ceremony on Sunday commemorating the September the 11th attacks. The Attorney General in New York State has begun investigating what he called possible impropriety by Donald Trump's charitable foundation. It's thought Eric Schneiderman, who backs Hillary Clinton for the presidency, will look at an illegal campaign contribution the Donald J. Trump Foundation made to Florida's Attorney General, a Trump supporter. Chelsea Manning, the American soldier jailed for passing classified files to the WikiLeaks website, has ended the hunger strike she began 5 days ago, saying the army has assured her she will get gender reassignment surgery. In a statement, the private, formerly known as Bradley Manning, applauded the military for, as she put it, finally doing the right thing. And a media group based in India has launched a Spanish-language Bollywood film channel in the US. The group said the programming would appeal to Spanish-speaking audiences used to loud, exuberant films. BBC News.